Time now on the Benoist pregame show to visit with Jeff Tesh of the Beavers. Congratulations on the win.
Thank you. It was a fun day.
Any feeling better than winning on homecoming, no matter the tradition or the history involved?
That's not a bad day, bad idea to keep the alumni happy, so it was pretty fun.
Certainly didn't make things easy on yourselves, did you?
We did not. Yeah, you say you get over the part, hey, it was a win, we'll worry about the rest of it on Monday, and that's exactly what we did. So lots of things to improve on, and probably other than a lot of holding penalties offensively and things like that, it was the punting game that was probably the most frustrating part of the day.
Brady Schmidt had a pair of touchdowns. We talked last week about what he does on the field. Score two more touchdowns, guys kind of gravitate towards you. What does he do off the field that makes everyone else better?
He's just got that it factor on and off the field. Kind of a fun, goofy guy, and fits in with upperclassmen, freshmen, black, white, Minneapolis, Bemidji, Chicago, it doesn't matter. And he's just kind of got that fun personality that guys, like you say, do gravitate to.
You mentioned the punting game issues. Well, did my not out-scheme me on there, or was there breakdowns on your side?
Yes, on all your questions. first one was an assignment mistake by one of our players. Should have blocked down, blocked out, and then a guy came free. Second time, we kind of got overpowered. So, you know, I guess that's really more us than the scheme. And then we thought we had things taken care of, and a kid who hasn't had a bad snap since junior high, per him, and that's why we pulled his red shirt, just sailing over his head. And I don't know if there's one kid that felt bad after the game, it was him. He is still is like, I've never had a bad snap, and I've never seen him in practice. And that's why we pulled his red shirt, and then just kind of the way the punt team day went.
More with Jeff Tesh when we return to the Benoist Pregame Show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Benoist Pregame Show here on the Beaver Radio Network. The BSU football team taking on Minnesota Duluth today. You told us in postgame after the Mankato game that you asked your players if they wanted to go win the North. Do you like how that team is of yours has responded since starting 0-4?
Sure has. I don't know if they're practicing any harder because they practice hard through the 0-4 stretch. You know, I just knew we could win some games. We had some tough teams at the beginning. I knew we could play better. It's like our athletic director says, at times we just make it look so easy on both sides of the ball, and then at times you just shake your head. So I knew we had the capability to win these last three games, and that's good. And now we've got a big challenge on two tough road trips coming up.
Since Duluth has joined the league, they've been a power both in the league and nationally. What makes them click?
You know, I would say it's administrative commitment and location are all things, and they just have tradition too. I mean, they're funded well. They've got nice facilities. Location for recruiting is huge. I mean, they can get to Wisconsin, where they've got a lot of good players through the past. You know, from the cities, it's, what, hour and a half or so up there. So location, they've got a, you know, a good situation. And they're well coached. They've got experience. They got tradition. So there's a lot of things that, you know, come together to make a winning program.
On the field, what makes them click this year?
They've got good skill kids, good offensive scheme. I think their strength of their team this year has been their offense. I know our defensive staff thinks they're maybe even better than Mankato. They're just really, really explosive. The quarterback can run again. He throws well. The running back is not an All-American for no reason. He is tough. A little younger up front, but if you emphasize one thing, I mean, you got to try and get them one-dimensional, which nobody's been able to do. They have the ability to throw it up to some pretty good receivers. Defensively, they've struggled, given up some points on really big plays and passes in the secondary. And I think they're still playing the run really, really well. So you're going to have to make some big plays. We think, you know, that's kind of the way our offense is built to do that right now. So we feel good about that. We're just going to have to score maybe a little bit more than we have and hold them down a little bit more than they've been scoring. So that's going to be the challenge for the day.
Nobody has stopped their run game all year. It's really strength on strength. If you can get to them a little bit, do you like your chances?
Yeah, I do. We've played them well in that category in the past. We played them that well that way last year. And it's funny, when we were going down to score, it was a turnover where we dropped a zone read type of play, a power read type of play. And so, again, yeah, we're going to definitely have to hold on to the ball, make some big plays. I feel like our defense can stop the run. And then when they do their play action, we'll have to cover them.
Best of luck to you today.
Thank you.
Jeff Tesh, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups are next right here on the Beaver Radio Network.